In the face of the latest threats of tariffs from the United States, the Yukon government is putting $1 million into a program for Yukon businesses facing trade impacts. Businesses and industry groups can apply for funding via the Trade Resilience Program if they are facing challenges caused by U.S. trade decisions or the countermeasures Canada is imposing. According to information from the territorial government, a key objective of the program is reducing the Yukon's reliance on U.S. markets in key sectors. Yukon businesses are facing real and immediate challenges due to unjustified U.S. tariffs and the Canadian countermeasures that have followed. So we know that the strength of our economy depends on the resilience of our businesses, and this program, again, is just part of our Team Canada approach, working hard across governments and with industry to ensure Yukon remains strong, competitive and future-focused, said Yukon Economic Development Minister Ranj Pillai at a July 17 press conference where the program was announced. One stream of funding under the program is for industry organizations. Examples of projects that may be funded through this provided by the government are buy or invest local campaigns or workshops delivered by specialists to the organization's members. Applications for these funds will be accepted through this year. Funding for individual businesses is also being made available if they can demonstrate direct negative impacts on their operations due to tariffs or Canada's response to them. The money is intended to support the business's plans for adaptation to the new reality. Asked what businesses might have to show in their applications to demonstrate negative impacts, Pillai offered the example of financial statements showing increased costs for supplies or materials due to the tariffs. One tier of funding will allow applicants to request up to $10,000 and the second tier allows applications up to $50,000. A third funding stream supports projects directly commissioned by the territorial government. Up to $100,000 per project will be distributed under in this stream. This stream gives us flexibility to act quickly where needed with Yukon businesses and development corporations eligible to participate, Pillai said. He added that there is one project in mind that may see funding through this stream. He said discussions are in progress with GP distributing on a project to make it easier for Yukon food producers to sell products at a commercial scale. So if you are a vegetable grower, for instance, you know you may not have the entire infrastructure available to you to ensure that you can sell food to the government of Yukon, right? But we're buying millions of dollars in food, Pillai said. We think that food security and a growth of our agricultural industry just makes sense here in the Yukon, and it's a sector that there's a ton of market, there's a lot of market that can be taken up by Yukon companies. Pillai said the program was shaped by conversations with businesses and industry groups over the past year. What we heard was clear: Yukon businesses want targeted support, not just for those feeling the sharpest impacts, but also to help future-proof our economy. And so that's exactly what this program is designed to do, he said. Pillai said the program will be monitored to see if it needs more money, and efforts will be made to connect applicants with other government funds that fulfill a similar mandate where applicable. The government is hosting a web page with details of eligibility criteria, submission deadlines and overall guidelines for the Trade Resilience Program. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.